Los Angeles originally, via Philadelphia.
And what's the trick? You look so refreshed.
Visiting my parents.
And is it good to be back, and the fact that you avoided the quarantine hotel?
That's exactly why I took a flight on, very quick decision to come back. Yeah.
So you made the decision?
On Friday, once the government announced it, yes.
So you just jumped on a plane in LA to get here?
Yes,
and then you changed in Philadelphia?
Yep.
And how is LA? How are they getting on with the COVID?
It's totally open. It's a very different environment than what I believe it is here in Dublin. So I'm interested to see what it's going to be like. I haven't been in Dublin now in over a year because of COVID.
So LA is your home?
Yes, and I'm back to visit my parents.
And it must be good to be back in Irish soil.
It's always good to be back in Irish soil, although this is a different time, so we'll see what it's like.
And your parents, they've had their first vaccination?
They've had both.
Both, yeah.
So that's why I'm happy to be back.
And yourself, did you manage to get a job?
I've been vaccinated since February.
So you've all been vaccinated,
yes.
Isn't that great?
Yes, absolutely wonderful, yeah. That's why I was perturbed that there's no recognition of the benefits of vaccination in terms of this blanket quarantine that's here for the hotel, the mandatory hotel quarantine.
So you wouldn't have liked to have had to go to an airport hotel for
12
nights?
I would not come.
You wouldn't have come?
No. I'm not prepared to spend 12 days in a hotel when I don't need to.
And 1,800 euro?
Yes, and 1,800 euro too.
Three meals a day?
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to do that?
Not at all.
And whereabouts is home? Where do your parents live?
Dublin, here in Dublin,
well,
yeah.
You're very welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, it was good. It was fine. It was empty.
The flight was very good. It was very empty. It was interesting to travel during COVID, but it's also nice to get back to Ireland and get back into work.
It must be a relief not having to go to the quarantine hotel.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was, what's going on right now is, you know, a big change from what's been happening. So it's nice to come in and stay with the family and do the quarantine with them as opposed to be isolated. But otherwise, it'll feel like jail, you know.
And I'm just going to ask you, you've got a beautiful dog with you.
I do. This is Copper. I've had her since she was a little baby. So leave no man behind.
So Copper made it in from Philadelphia?
Well, Los Angeles is where we came from, yeah.
So that was the original destination?
Yeah. No, I bring her most places. She grew up on set. She always travels with me, usually stays in the trailer when we're filming, you know.
So are you a film star?
I'm here for a TV series, yeah. I'm Kevin Ryan.
Right now, yeah, for 3 weeks of work. I'm going to Austria and then on to Gran Canaria and on to Tenerife.
So you're an essential worker?
Yes.
And you're taking every precaution?
I have. I've done 37 tests so far. PCR tests remain safe.
37?
Yeah, in the last number of months. It's just what's required for work.
So Austria is on the list, isn't it?
It is. So, but the 14 days will be seen out in the next 2 weeks. I go on from work from there. So, yeah.
And then when you come back, you'll have to go to the hotel?
No, because Spain isn't on the list and isn't scheduled to go on the list. So currently it'd be isolation at home, I think, from when I get back from Spain.
So because you're in Austria in advance of that, it cancels out?
Correct. The 14 days out of the country counts for that.
How was your flight, sir?
Long.
And how are you feeling?
Tired.
And is it good to be back?
Yeah. Well, it was a sad journey, but it's good to be home.
So you're back because of an bereavement?
Yeah. Nephew passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was tough. And didn't have to go into quarantine. Yeah. We read that we were introducing it and then found out it was Thursday. We were coming back today anyway, you know. So
it worked out for you?
We got out. It wasn't easy, but we got out. There was a couple of hitches because the information given over here wasn't 100%. And, you know, we were told by Foreign Affairs that originally that all you needed was a letter from the hospital explaining the death. And then when we arrived at the airport, they said, no, you need a waiver from immigration.
So you managed to get that and you got on the plane?
We got on it. We were supposed to get out on the Saturday, we got out on the Sunday instead, yeah.
And you're now going to quarantine at home?
Go quarantine at home, yeah.
Well, look, I'm sorry for your loss.
Okay.
And welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
The flight was very good.
And is it good to be back?
It's good to be back.
And you made it back before the quarantine anyway?
I made it back before the quarantine, yeah.
So that must be a relief?
Big relief.
And what made you have to go out there to the States?
I have to work in the States.
So essential?
Essential work, yeah. Have to work in the States.
And where do you have to go to now?
County Meath.
So you'll get to Meath and
Biden the wife's here to collect me, I think she is.
And then you'll lock yourself away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's the thing, yep.
And how was the flight? Was it busy? What was it like?
No, there's very few on it.
So it was pretty quiet?
Very quiet.
And what do you think of these new quarantine rules and the fact that so many more countries have been added and will have to go to hotels?
The change in that after, it's hard to keep up with them.
It is difficult, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Changes daily.
It is.
Very good to be home, yeah. It's been a couple of years, so it's nice to get back.
So you lived and worked in the States?
Correct.
And are you back for good?
I am back to see my parents.
And you made it back before quarantine rules?
Before Thursday. That was the whole idea, to try and get in here before that. So
you must feel relieved.
Yeah, it's exciting because obviously nobody wants to spend a couple of weeks in a hotel. So it's nice to be home and see everybody.
And it must be great to be back, but are you concerned at all? Obviously, the States have had a real fight with COVID, haven't they?
I'm fully vaccinated, so to me
so
it's...
So you're completely vaccinated?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If you had flown back on Thursday at this time, even if you were fully vaccinated, it would have been 2 weeks in the Crown Plaza. Did you think that was fair?
I don't think it's fair at all, because folks, if an emergency happens or someone wants to get home and try and see their family or something like that, if you're fully vaccinated, it's reduced significantly your chance of getting the disease and passing it on. So...
And where's home for you?
Clare.
This is an important test.
West Coast.
Because of the spread of coronavirus, please observe social distancing advice issued by the Irish Department of Health and keep a space of 2 metres or just over 6 feet between you and other people. Thank you for your cooperation.
So you'll now get to Clare?
Yes, sir.
And in a way, Clare is isolating in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's the West. That's awesome.
Well, the flight was wonderful. It was a big, brand new plane. Everything was very clean. Of course, we had tons of room because there were probably 6-7 people on the whole
so
flight.
So it was very quiet. It was
very quiet.
Fully booked or anything like that?
Oh, no. No. I mean, really, if there were 10 to 12 people on the plane, I'd be surprised.
And it was Philadelphia?
Yes.
And what brings you here? How come you had to come?
But my husband and I are living here now. And so this is like my chance to get here, finally.
So... if you had left a couple more days, you'd be in the hotel for 2 weeks or 12
yeah,
days.
Yeah, so we got really lucky with a few things here, yeah.
So it must be good to be back on Irish soil.
It is, it certainly is. It's a lot colder. I've been down in the southern states for the last while, so I'm very happy to be back. It's very quiet in here.
You're right, there's just me, you, and maybe one other member of staff. It's very, very quiet. How many people on the flight?
I would say there was no more than... a dozen, maybe 25, 10, 20, 25.
And we think about 16. Did you try and get back to avoid the quarantine, the 12-day quarantine, or were you coming back anyway?
No, luckily I was coming back anyway, but if I hadn't been, I would have. My dates were quite flexible, so it just actually happened that I already booked on, but I would definitely have been back into Europe before that came in.
And where will you go now, sir?
I'm en route to Geneva in the next few days.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
It was good. It was good. There was not many people on the flight.
And are you pleased that you missed
yes,
quarantine?
Yes, very pleased. Very pleased.
It was great.
So, Captain, a good flight?
Yes.
Great. We had a very nice flight, but there's only 30 people on the plane.
So it was quiet. Is it good to be home?
Yes, it is. We do quarantine, for 2 weeks.
You won't have to go to the hotel.
Yes, oh, I'm yes. very happy
that's,
about that.
That's exciting.
And were you concerned that you would have to go to the hotel?
Yes, we were concerned.
And where is home for you now? Where'd you go?
Galway. We're heading to Galway now.
And you're a Galway girl at heart.
I am a Galway girl at heart.
And you moved to the States?
I did. I moved about 4 years ago.
And how long will you stay for?
I'm staying for 2 weeks.
And what brings you back?
My mom passed about a month ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm coming. I couldn't get a flight out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I'm just coming to get closure.
You're bereaved, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, our heart goes out to you.
Thank you. It's been a tough 2 years for everyone.
Well, last time we left, when we left Ireland, it was December 2019, so it was very different. But yeah, I'm so glad we're not sitting in some hotel because we're going north. And that we can cross the border, that's amazing too.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm back from my grandfather's funeral. The flight was empty. There was like 20 people, 25 people on the flight.
So you've just arrived in from America to go to your grandfather's funeral?
Correct.
And you must be, I suppose, pleased that you don't have to go to the hotel.
Exactly. Well, I think that's all changing on Thursday, so.
On Thursday you will?
Yeah, on Thursday I'm going back, so.
Where does your grandfather live?
Ballinskellig, Kerry.
So you'll go down to Kerry?
Yeah, I'm getting a connection flight at 12:30. Yeah.
And you'll do your best to keep to yourself?
Oh, I have to, yeah. It's just me and your family, that's it.
It was an easy flight. I slept most of it, to be entirely honest. I'm actually flying from the US for the first time. So not back yet, just the first time.
So visit. This is your first time in Ireland?
Yes, sir.
And what brings you here?
I'm starting at a job.
Well, I hope the job goes well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
How did your flight go?
Oh, very well.
Yeah, where did you come in from?
From Moscow.
Moscow.
Well, it's good to be back before Thursday. Yeah.
So is Moscow home?
Moscow's home.
Was home.
Well, has been home, yeah.
We're back, moving back to Ireland.
So you're back for good?
Yes.
We decided we would come back now because we've seen that Turkish Airlines were going to be put on the list on Thursday at 4 a.m. So luckily we had pre-booked. So
you went Russia, Turkey, Ireland?
Correct. From Istanbul.
Was the flight busy? What sort of people are on the flight?
It's quite full. Quite full.
Yes.
So, yeah, a lot of people. So there's quite a few have been held on the plane from different countries. So they will off-board last.
And were they holidaymakers or people that didn't have the right paperwork?
No, they were just people who were on the list, on the red country list, and they're being brought off the plane separately.
How was your flight?
It was okay. It was strict. I fly from Turkey. All these COVID-19 PCR tests and everything, it was quite strict.